The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about firearms. Sometimes we talk about wildlife. Sometimes we talk about happenings in the outdoors. And we're just certainly glad that you're here with us, and we thank you for joining us today. And let's talk right away to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, okay, yes.
Oh, good.
They end up looking down to the top of the grass anyway.
That's right. That's for sure. That's better than looking up at the roots, isn't it? That's a positive thing. So, good. How was your week? You feeling all right?
Yeah, I guess.
A little cold this week. And about 80% of the time when I get a cold, you know, it starts as viral with the post-nasal drip and the sneezing and that type of thing, and then it turns into really a nasty bronchial infection. And so I'm trying to fight that off. Went to the doctor's yesterday to make sure if that happened that I would have some medicine for the weekend to fight that. The Z-Pak azithromycin is usually what I use when that happens, and she agreed. She's been treating me for a few years, and once a year, once every 18 months, something like that, I'll get it. Nobody knows why. I don't know why, but here it is. So I think I just get out there and get amongst people and work too much sometimes. So, but anyway, feeling all right today. A little leftover stuff, but not bad. So, but if I cough during the show, don't get mad at me. Got anything planned for this week?
Yes, nothing new.
Huh? No, nothing for the holiday, no get together, anything like that. So we've got a little family get together coming up tomorrow. Now, this past week was busy. Despite not feeling great, I was all over the place. Where did I go this week? I was Baltimore County, Carroll County. Yesterday was Cecil County, Lancaster County, back to Caroline County, back to Dorchester County, you know. That's my day. I just get in a truck and drive wherever I need to go. So, but, stacking up the miles, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep. So, anyway, that's about it. Summer's coming to a end here, not really, but I mean that the unofficial end of summer is Labor Day holiday. Yeah. Kids are going back to school and all that, so it was welcome student day yesterday at the grandkids' school, and I guess you know, chaos, but that's the way it goes. So they'll start back.
Yeah, there was some chaos up there in Minneapolis, wasn't it?
Where's that?
There really was some chaos up in Minneapolis or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was horrible. No question about it. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So, yes, indeed, it was a horrible incident for sure. So, we, you know, but we're here to talk about the positive stuff. I mean, we've been inundated with that, reports of that all week, and why this and why that, and, you know, how could it happen and all that stuff. We just got to keep, you know, unlike, we don't blame the firearms here. We blame the mentally unstable individual who who created that situation. So,
yeah,
you know,
because you can have a gun laid somewhere for months and years, and that gun's not going to get up and do anything.
No, none of my guns have ever fired themselves without me, without my assistance. You know, and the same way with multiple millions and millions of people around the air, around the world. So, well, at least around the country. But no, it just. What do you say to evil? How do you combat somebody who's got evil intent in their heart? You just. Yes, sir. So, all right, man. Well, nice of you to check in. Everybody else, everybody's good. Bow season starts Friday. Monday is dove season. A couple other seasons kick off this week. So it's the start of the hunting season, which is, it looks like we've got some good weather coming in, too. Some moderating temperatures, which is good. We don't need those 90s and 95s and all that stuff. I've hunted in those hot days, you know. But and taking deer in those hot days. I mean, it's not, you don't stop them. They still got to eat. So anyway, thanks for checking in, buddy.
For you.
All right. We'll talk to you. Talk to you, Glenn. Appreciate it. All right. Have a good day. Have a good day. So we've got, did I not bring that thing back? Printed it and didn't bring it back. Okay. Next Sunday, Connor's Project, the 8th Annual Sporting Clay Shoot at Pintail Point, 75 targets. Connor was his grandson of Rennie Gay, local seafood dealer, waterman, and philanthropist here, waterfowl deer guide, followed by the benefit shoot, followed by a crab feast next Sunday. It starts at 10 a.m. Benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers to teach young people to swim. And it's been a growing Sporting Clays event, lots of good door prizes and things like that, crabs and hot dogs and burgers and all the stuff that goes with it, music by Lee Colby. That's all next Sunday. Here's the phone number, 410-310-8317, if you'd like to go. Start time, 10 a.m. Individual shooters are 125. Four-man teams are 500. And if you just want to go to the Crab Feast, the tickets are 50. So get in touch with Rennie. He'll be more than glad to help you out. And then the following day, event that I'll be attending is the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast. That'll be at the Fisherman's Crab Deck. Starts early in the morning. Individual boats and charter boats are available. $1,000 for the top rockfish wrangler. And then there's a 2025 largest catfish contest. You could register online at www.talismantherapeuticriding.org. Email me. I will send you a flyer. The flyer contains the QR code if you'd like. Or you can find more information at the website Talisman, T-A-L-I-S-M-A-N, therapeuticriding.org. And you can call 443-239-9400. And this goes to a very good cause as well. Helps people with disabilities to be able to connect with horses and the whole program there at the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Facility there in Graysonville. There's that. Don't forget the September 13th. And I printed the flyer out, and I don't know what I did with it, but I will just fill you in here. It's got barbecue, and that's going to be at the Talbot County Humane Society right here on Ocean Gateway, 7894 Ocean Gateway, which is right down the street here on Route 50. It's the barbecue fundraiser. Excuse me. You can actually pre-order if you'd like. September 13th from 11 to 1 on site. Pit turkey, pit beef, smoked hot dogs. All meals come with chips and a drink. The bake sale table for desserts. Give Megan a call. It's from Lefty's Barbecue, by the way. Give Megan a call, to pre-order, 410-822-0107, 822-0107, for the barbecue fundraiser for the Talbot County Humane Society, organization with, that Robin always supported. Good friends with the manager there and her sister. Robin's very best friend was the sister of the manager of the director, I guess, of the Humane Society there. So a good organization, helped us out with the several of our dogs here. So can't say enough good things about Talbot Humane, that's for sure. All right, our phone number here is 410. What is our phone number? WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we are taking entries in for the August Fish and Tackle Giveaway from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Tim will probably be online to at the 6:30 hour, so to speak, to pick the winner, do the random number drawing. And then we're still taking entries online. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can enter for the September giveaway contest for the fish and tackle. And you can enter for the September muzzleloader contest as well. The muzzleloaders are here. The scopes are here. The scopes are on the muzzleloaders. The Hawk scopes have been installed. And we'll be giving a muzzleloader away the end of September, along with another fish and tackle package, which is topwater lures, for mostly for striped bass, or whatever you want to fish your topwater for. And so call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, and he will be more than glad to he'll be more than glad to record all that. Yeah, I didn't get too sick, John. I appreciate that. I did run around despite not feeling the greatest. I mean, I took a little time off. I think Thursday was the day I got a little bit of rest, but still, you know, still did some work around the region. So, yeah, it's what I do. It's what I do. So I went to see all our radio sponsors this week, and you know, so they were, everybody's happy, everybody's good, everybody's rocking and rolling, staying with us for the next little while. So thank you, our listeners, for supporting our sponsors and letting them know that you support them. We're hearing good things. So, speaking of that, I think we will start it off with, yeah, I'm still a young man. That's right, John. Still a young man. I think we'll start it off with Backyard Billy's. You know, I went by there yesterday. I've been by there a couple times this week, but I look in their Backyard Billy's backyard and I see it's just absolutely full of sheds and greenhouses and chicken coops and dog kennels and all that great stuff, tables and chairs. I mean, you got to go around to the other side, not to the highway side, and see the giant selection of picnic tables and chairs and all the Adirondack chairs, the pergolas, the gazebos. The gym sets for the kids are just amazing, you know, and all that big stuff. Free delivery within 60 miles, and free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And then inside the showroom, of course, the barbecue grills and the hearth stuff, as well as a giant selection of furniture for your beach house or for your patio. So you can take a look at the garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. I have to cough. Excuse me. Trying to take it off mic. Anyway, BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, BackyardBillies.com. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. The actual location is Drummer Drive, but your GPS will take you right there to Backyard Billy's. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen feelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I woke up this morning with the sun shining in. Found my mind in a round paper bag. Then tripped on a cloudy fell 8 miles high. Tore my mind on a jagged. Broke my mind.
Alright, that's enough. That doesn't sound like the Kenny Rogers we most of us knew, does it? But that was about his debut. And there was a lot of songs from Kenny Rogers in the first edition back in the 60s and 70s. Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, that was the Vietnam protest song, and then Reuben James, that was the race relations song, and all the social stuff that first edition was doing, and part of the psychedelic era, I guess, late 60s, early 70s. So, but Kenny went on to, I guess, get some sense and just started singing and became very successful at his country music, so to speak, career. So, all right, we have somebody in Baltimore. Who is it, Jerry? Is that what you told me? Yes. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, buddy?
Just fine. Look, I'm listening to the show. You know,
yeah.
Since you started this morning.
Yeah.
You said you had a little respiratory issue. It sounds like you might be coming down for a little bronchitis.
Well, that's okay. So it starts with me. It always starts like a cold. It starts as a viral infection with the post-nasal drip and the sneezing and the achiness and all that stuff. And then as it goes along, it turns into a bacterial infection, because it goes usually into my head first and then into my lungs, into bronchitis. So that's why I went to the doctor, because if it goes to bronchitis, I'm miserable. And the only thing that helps me is a Z-Pak. So
yeah, there used to be, I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
I don't see it anymore. There used to be a product on the market when I was, I'm 79. There used to be a product on the market when I was a kid called Juniper Tar.
Okay.
You probably know about that.
I've heard about it. Yeah.
In a little glass bottle with a cork top, and it was, I don't know, murky if you shake it up, and then it settled. But anyway, you take one drop on a teaspoon of sugar and swallow it. And I think it's probably 100, 150 years old, because
right.
Like a snake oil salesman stuff.
Uh huh, sure.
People cuts, bites, sore throat. They tell you it's good for everything, and it really would help your throat.
Good.
If you had, irritation.
Yeah.
Juniper
Tar.
I think they stopped making it.
I've not heard of it.
I'm sorry.
No, but the, like I said.
No, I was going to say.
This has been going on with me for 50 years. Huh?
When you go to commercial,
yeah.
You sound 30 years younger this morning.
Oh, well, when you hear me on the commercial? Well, that's good.
You sound 30 years younger than you did 2 minutes before on the show.
Well, that's maybe because I recorded some of those commercials 30 years ago. I recorded most of those, the ones that are recorded, not that long ago. So, you know.
Yeah, but you sound 30 years younger, even from last week.
Well, they can do miracles with the modern technology of broadcasting, you know. So
let me ask you this, because I'm curious. It's probably, useless information? Why is it that a deer cannot see the color? Is it they can't see the color orange?
They have very limited rods and cones in their eyes, but it benefits them in different ways. They can see better in dusk, dawn, and overnight conditions. They pick up more of the ultraviolet and light than most of us do. So. How do I want to explain this? If you wash your clothes in detergents that say whitens and brightens, all that in laundry detergent does is increase the UV light in your clothes to make them appear lighter, whiter and brighter, okay?
Okay.
So deer can pick up on that, and it's been demonstrated if you wear... You know, you wash a shirt in just regular detergent, and you walk into a blue light situation. You look like you're glowing,
okay.
And that's what a deer picks up is the UV light. So you got to be very careful to use the some of these hunting detergents will say UV killer on them, and that simply means that it cuts down on that. There's no brighteners. In a regular washing detergent, so you,
right.
That's definitely what you have to have. But No, they do. They don't see orange. They see that as a shade of gray. But there's it's very limited. Most of what they see, most mammals are like that. Dogs, cats, everything else, they see shades of gray rather than colors. Birds, like turkeys and waterfowl, see colors, but not the mammals. So same way with bears. Okay. Bears don't see much color either.
They say you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I want to give you a quick story. It's not that big of a deal or that exciting. I used to work with Bethlehem Steel at Squirrels Point. So, and I used to work in the plant protection department. So I'm pulling the parking lot one morning, probably 5 a.m., and I see in a trash can on the parking lot what I thought were two German Shepherd heads, you know, cut at the neck.
Yeah.
And so I went and told my partner, and he came back. He said, "Those are deer." Seriously,
okay.
It's true.
All right.
Sounds funny, but see, I'm a novice when it comes to fishing and hunting. I'll try to do that. But I saw the heads, they look like German Shepherd heads to me.
Yeah.
I said, who would cut a dove's head off? You know what I'm saying? So somebody obviously had gone hunting and, you know, dressed the deer and didn't want to use the head for a trophy, and they just discarded it.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's nothing exciting, but it's just a little interesting story. I want to tell you.
I thought you were going to tell me there were coyotes, but
they were deer. He came back. He was a hunter.
They're deer.
They were does.
Yeah. Someone found back in Pennsylvania years and years ago. Someone found what they thought were human remains that someone had dropped somewhere. And they said, somebody cut off this guy's hands and put them somewhere. It turned out it was skeletal remains of a black bear. Their paws looked like, kind of looked like human hands. So
I experienced the same thing. I was 12 years old, 1958. Lived in on Lanville Street, 310. The building is no longer there. West Lanville, near the Utah, where the Francis Scott Key Memorial is, or where anybody in Baltimore. So anyway, on Utah Place, I'm playing, and I see under the steps, the marble steps, there's like a little gap in the side of the step where it meets the wall.
Yeah.
And I see a skeleton. And I tell my friend, we call the police. The police come to find out it was a medical model of a skeleton, of a human skeleton. That's all it was.
Uh-huh.
Who would do that? Who would?
Yeah.
You know, that was a prank. It was a prank. Why would you do that? You just throw it in the dumpster if you don't.
Who
anyway,
knows.
You have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Good one. Oh my gosh, people, we find stuff, don't we? Crazy stuff. All right, let's see. We've got Greg in Towson. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just saw an advertisement about the striped bass regulations being changed for next year.
Right.
And one of my coworkers just came back from Rhode Island, and they can fish rockfish all year long.
Yeah.
You know, there's a slot limit up there, but the Atlantic Marine Fisheries Service, whatever, the ones that make promulgate all the rules and regulations.
Right.
It just doesn't seem fair. It seems like Maryland is getting hit harder than if Rhode Island fish all year long, and then Maryland, they close the July, but I understand that because of the warm water.
Well, here's the other thing you might want to take into consideration. The Chesapeake Bay is the largest estuary for striped bass in the world, which means they all come here to spawn. I mean, the bulk of them come here to spawn, okay? So where are you going to protect them? You're going to protect them where they're the most vulnerable, and that's right here in the Chesapeake Bay. Have we done a good job of it? Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, we've got we've got our issues here. We've got our salinity issues. We've got our Conowingo issues with all the sediment. We've got all the you know, the Chesapeake Bay is the toilet bowl of all the communities that surround the bay. So all the sewage goes into the bay, treated and untreated in a lot of cases, into the Chesapeake Bay. But you go up to Rhode Island, you've got fish that have already spawned, who are running up the coast, doing their thing up and down the coast, and they don't have they are unencumbered by the responsibility of taking care of the nursery of the striped bass. So they can fish them longer and better and bigger and whatever they want to do. Most of New England is like that. So, you know, we also have an extremely large commercial force here that you know, is also targeting striped bass as well. So, and I'm not sure what they do in Rhode Island, whether they have, you know, commercial striped bass fishermen like they do here. But Rhode Island, I mean, we're talking Rhode Island. We're talking, you know, way, way smaller than Maryland. And they have pretty much a coastal fishery from what I understand. So, you know, there are differences. And the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission takes every state into consideration. I mean, they have to customize, I guess, each state for the regulations. And, you know, Maryland has been fighting on the side of conservation because we're the ones that do the young of the year study. We're the ones that see what's hatched. We're the ones that see, you know, what the babies look like in up or down numbers, and mostly down. So we've got to report that and say, look, you know, our spawn here in the largest estuary in the world didn't meet our baseline, or just barely made our baseline this year. So, you know, the spawning survey and everything else is what our science is based on. So, and that kind of sets the stage for the rest of the East Coast, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, that's a good perspective. Luckily, in 1991, I was a conservation aide for DNR. Mm-hmm. And did the striped bass stock assessment program.
Well, there you go.
And I worked 6 days a week and would go over to the Sassafras River and work on a commercial contracted boat with Carol. I can't remember her name. And we would gillnet striped bass, you know.
Right.
Weigh them, measure them, male, female. Take a scale sample, tag them, and then in the summer, we would go to the 50 spots on the bay
right.
to do the same net, drag it out 100 feet, and bring it back in and count all the baby fish
sure.
that were in the net. And that the year that I did it was the year that they said, we're going to lift the moratorium because there was enough baby striped bass and all the net catches that said it's going to be a good year next year.
Good.
Martin Gary.
Marty Gary, oh, Martin. Yeah, I do.
And Harry Hornick.
Yes, know both of them.
Yep, so it was a great introduction to the striped bass fisheries
sure.
back in the day.
Exactly. Gotcha. Well, I appreciate your perspective. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alan, I listen to you all the time. I never call in, but I just like listening to you and listening to all the people that call in.
Well, we do too. We love our audience, and we appreciate everything that they do, and the calls are part of it and a big part of it, and that's what makes the show. So we appreciate it.
All right. You take care, buddy.
All right, you too. Thanks. See you, Jeff. Bye-bye. All right. Let's take our second break there, Mr. Aaron.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3-9x40 straight-wall marksman, featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3x9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. That's the one that's mounted on the muzzleloaders that were given away. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched, illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready for an upgrade to your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. And one of those dealers is Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right down there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. That's 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Stopped there the other day and talked to Rich and had a good conversation. So they're still fishing. Everybody's still fishing. All the rods and reels are there. Penn spinning reels, the Battle 3 series, the Fluger. President Series spinning reels, got kids combos, all rod and reel combinations are lined up, ready to go. They've got the world famous Shakespeare Ugly Stick, and don't forget that great selection of St. Croix fishing rods, live and frozen bait and minnows, also crab bait, crab traps, crab pots, baskets with lids, plastic baskets, crab nets, anything and everything for crabbing, including the steamers and their own brand of crab spice. All the tackle for any kind of fishing that you want to do. All this at Clyde's Sports Shop. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Clyde's been around since 1957. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There's a house in the woods that my old man built the best that he could. Out of trees, off that land. Foundation's got a few cracks. Tin roof just trying to survive. Yeah, it ain't much to look at. But if you look inside, there's a buck on the wall that my granddaddy killed back in 79 up on that power line hill. And it won't be the same, yeah, it's a damn shame he ain't around this fall. Well, since he can't no more, you can bet your ass I'll put another buck on the wall. I'm gonna live in those trees, calling sick with no pay. I don't care if it's 0 degrees, I'll sit there all day. And when I track him on down, I'll hold his horns up with pride and drain my whole bank account just to put one beside that buck on the wall that my granddaddy killed back in 79 up on that power line hill. And it won't be the same, yeah, it's a damn shame he ain't around this fall. But since he can't no more, you can bet your ass I'll put another buck on the wall.
All right, put another buck on the wall. And I'll tell you, that's an interesting story. We had a fella come in, one of the first guys in. I forgot to mention we were in Southern Maryland last Saturday. Measured a lot of deer. I think 20-some deer we measured. And most of them, I think we measured 24. 19 of them made the record book. One of them was taken by a fella's father who passed away this past February. And Dad was always proud of that buck, but never had it measured for the record book. And it soared in. I mean, it was a 170, 160 something, beautiful big giant buck. I mean, big wide antlers and so forth. And, you know, he did it to honor his dad. He said Dad was always proud of that buck, and he never forgot. You know, he remembered the day he shot it and how happy he was with it and all that stuff. So all that little story's on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. You know, we're putting them up there as we can, posting all the stories. You know, there were husband and wife, there was father and son, there were several fathers and sons, there was a couple husband and wives. So, you know, we measured a lot of deer and a lot of good stories. We heard good stories all day long in Southern Maryland, and some quality deer, just like there are in Western Maryland now too. Anyway, we've got big deer here in Maryland, and we're proud to be a part of making that record book. So next one comes out 2026, Bucks, Bears, Stags. How about that? Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
No, we are all caught up right now.
All caught up. How about that? How about that? Was it Chesapeake Seed and Feed this week? And they said, people, yeah, you know, we think that radio thing might be working. People are calling and asking us where we're at. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, they do sell the apple cracker, which that spot will be coming up here shortly, the apple cracker blocks and all kinds of seed and feed. So we're going to be refreshing the corn in front of the cameras today. And apple crackers are part of that as well. So I've been having this big, giant doe. I mean, she makes everybody else on the farm look little except that big mature buck, which has been there one day. But our yearling bucks are gnarly looking. There's a little spike. There's a little weird looking deer with one antler on the right side goes kind of points up and out, and what he's got some junk on top, and then his antler on the left side droops down by his ear, and actually doesn't droop down, it grows down. There's another 3-point that's tall but doesn't have anything but a little fork on the end of one of his antlers. So it's crazy to watch him, and who travels with who, and who's in there at what time of the day and night, and that type of thing. So it's pretty cool to watch that stuff. So for those of you who have cameras, know what I'm talking about. All right, let's see. Who's texting me here? Was that you, Aaron? Do we have a caller on the line? Yeah, okay. Who we got? Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. I hope you're doing better.
I'm doing all right.
I hope you have a better week.
Oh, well.
It's terrible.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. So it's, I'm getting there. I mean, I don't feel as bad as I did Wednesday or Thursday, so I'm feeling much better. So
good.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Once you turn the corner, things look a lot better.
I think Thursday I had a bit of a fever, I think. And I slept in and woke up and, I don't know, got something to eat maybe and fell back asleep till about noon. And I felt better after that sleep, you know, after that little nap in the middle of the day. And so, you know, I think maybe the fever broke at that point, but I just don't want this thing to get into my lungs. So that's the main
thing. Oh, you got that right.
Yeah. Bronchitis is not fun. So I've had it. It used to be twice a year for me, spring and fall. It used to, and especially when I worked in retail, you know, in the big box, it was awful. Cause you were around that, you know, hundreds of people every day. Well, you know, it's all right. It's all good. So.
Good.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
Here's an interesting observation.
All right.
We had a cooler month than usual.
Yeah.
By a lot, which I attribute to the massive undersea earthquake.
Possibility.
Hunga Tonga, Hunga.
Yep.
It put enough water into the stratosphere, allegedly, to fill 38,000 Olympic-sized pools.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And I'd read at the time that there were likely to be lasting, but not permanent, climatic changes.
Right.
So the observation is this. Our Canada geese have disappeared in our community. We had, I don't know, you call it one big flock or several small flocks, but they were all over the place.
Right.
And it was such a problem that the community got bought what's called a rescission permit.
Right.
From Department of the Environment and
sure.
NREC. No sooner did they get, and it entitles them. You know, it sounds very wholesome, rescission.
Right.
It means they'll kill them, and they were going to give the bodies to feed the homeless.
Yep. But did it here in Maryland too.
The interesting observation is this: it is as if they got the memo; they disappeared.
Well, I will tell you what likely happened.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Oh, sure.
No pun intended.
No, I'll give it a shot. This happened in Wicomico County, and I know this for a fact. About 1,000 geese were captured during the molt, which takes place in July and August. The flight feathers are shed. The geese can't fly. They're easily captured, and they're netted and captured. And that's all of them, not just the adults, but the poults and everything else, the young ones, the goslings, are all captured. They are taken live to a kill facility, which is basically about a 4x8x2 box, which will hold four crates of geese, and they are given carbon dioxide gas for a few minutes, and they're killed, and then they're processed, and the processors find out that in the middle of summer, it's impossible to clean geese the way you need to clean geese. They're basically just breasted out. The breasts are all put into packages and sent to the food banks and so forth. So what has to happen is the geese, once they're killed, have to be cooled immediately so that the flesh can be, you know, handled. It's if it's warm, it's like dealing with mashed potatoes, seriously. And the goslings don't even get cleaned. The goslings get discarded. They get thrown in the dumpster.
Yeah.
So, and that, this is what happens. I'm just telling you the truth, people.
Yeah.
You know, so they breast out the adults and get paid a couple bucks a piece for them. And when you're talking 1,000 geese and the time it takes and the labor it takes to do that, even though it might only take 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes to do a goose, it is so labor intensive and takes up so much time that it's hardly worth the effort. You're basically just getting reimbursed for your expenses. So,
yeah.
But that's what happens. They're captured. You know, it's very low key, very understated. I mean, they're not out there waving orange flags saying, you know, geese capture, going under, you know, it's all very kind of quiet and all of a sudden the geese disappear. And that may be what happened in your facility.
Okay.
There. So when did they go away? July, August?
Yeah.
Well, that's
just
when they
disappeared.
Yeah, that's when they were molding. That's when they were captured. And that's when they were taken to a processing facility, would be my guess.
Well, easier to walk around here, but they are beautiful to look at.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. Yeah, but they are very, very destructive. So.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to fill you in.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
I hope you have a great holiday.
You do, too. Have a good Labor Day. I'm going to rest from my labors a little bit.
Yeah, good.
Talk to you later. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mark. Bye-bye. Backyard Billy's. You know, if you have a hole in the wall that used to be a fireplace and there's just a hole in the wall right now sucking all the heat out of the room, well, why don't you fix that? Stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Get yourself a fireplace insert. Put that fireplace back in business, only conveniently this time with a remote control and gas or electric or pellet or wood so that you can, you know, add a little hominess to that room and, you know, you can control it from your easy chair. It's simple. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. And you can also check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well, you know, for your primary or for your alternative heat sources. So Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place. They did all of our installation here, including the stonework, including the chimney, everything else, start to finish. They had the personnel, they had the personality, they have the prices, personnel, personality, and prices, and knowledge to help you make an educated decision, that's for sure. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for that cool, cool, cool weather and the chilly weather coming soon, too. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week. They're right off Route 50 at Exit 44B on Drummer Drive. 44B's name is Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, that hour went by fast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for putting up with my occasional coughing. I appreciate that. So here we are. Get out, stay out. stay safe. Hunting season coming up. Hope you get your license. Hope you get your bear permit. Jonathan will be up here after the news, and we'll get some insight from Wildlife and Heritage Service. And now it's time to say love your family, love the Lord. See you after the news.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.